Clearly, there is much work to be done. Despite their competence, commitment, and cheerful pluck, the Lesbian Rangers can't do it all single-handedly.
There's room for everyone at Lesbian National Parks and Services. From our exciting Junior Ranger Corps to the Lesbian Ranger Reserve, we offer something for every age and lifestyle. And for those truly committed to an exhaustive life of lesbianism, consider becoming a full-fledged Lesbian Ranger.
Well, at first I was sort of nervous about it, but once I'd made up my mind to try, it all came so naturally.
Eligible lesbians come from all walks of life and are united by a deep-seated desire to serve and be serviced. The golden rule of the Lesbian Ranger, tried and true, guides their every footfall.
Do unto lesbians as you would have lesbians do unto you.
Well said, Junior Ranger.
Lesbian National Parks and Services wants you. We need you. Together, we can make a difference.
Range on, oh lesbians. Range on.
Okay, good morning. I am joined by Shauna Dempsey from the Lesbian Park Rangers. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah? Can you tell our listeners a little bit about the Lesbian Park Rangers, when you got started and what you guys are doing?
Well, Ranger Milan and I were once, like so many of your listeners, we were avid outdoors women, but we began to experience frustration in the bush. We knew
frustration in the bush.
Frustration in the bush,
okay.
Yes. We realized that conservation officials were not recognizing the full diversity of sexual and gender expression. So something had to be done.
Something had to be done, so you stood up and did it. What did you do?
We stepped into the breach. We fulfilled a lifelong dream to wear a uniform, and we founded Lesbian National Parks and Services in 1997.
Wow. So, what's membership been like? How many members do you have right now? Do you even count them, or do you just?
I have to say that a career in full-time lesbianism is not for everyone.
It's not.
No, it's exhausting.
Okay.
We're at it from dawn till dusk and well into the night.
Well into the night. Okay.
But we do have throngs of junior lesbian rangers.
Okay.
And the Lesbian Ranger Reserve. So there are different cores for different levels of commitment.
Okay.
And we're working on a association for lesbian ranger allies. That's the next project.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, because if you had some young lesbians that wanted to be a lesbian park ranger, say in Montreal, is that possible?
Oh, certainly. I mean, we actually have junior lesbian rangers in Montreal already.
You do?
Yes, I can't remember the number of the corps, but they came on board relatively early. I think in about 2001.
Wow, okay. Okay, so I didn't know that, so that's great to know. So if we have some young lesbians that are listening, that they should be advised that they can join right away then. Okay, great.
Well, yes, and, you know, of course, the general population of Montreal should, you know, be relieved to know that that there are women out there to serve and be serviced.
So what should an eager young lesbian expect to do in the Lesbian Park Rangers? What kind of activities?
Oh, it's very rewarding. We have workshops on things like knot tying, how to start a fire and keep it going, orientation, of course, how to find due lesbianism in any situation, first aid, how to move an insensible lesbian.
How to move an insensitive lesbian?
Insensible.
Oh, insensible. Okay.
Yeah, you know, occasionally, if one comes across a lesbian casualty, how to tend to her wounds.
Tend to her wounds. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm. You have a nice website, and you had a recruiting drive up at University of Winnipeg.
Yes.
And you had that was pretty successful, wasn't it?
It was. As you may know, many universities have what's called Orientation Week, And Ranger Milan and I went to the University of Winnipeg and hosted Reorientation Week. It was the week right after orientation.
Okay.
We felt that a different perspective was necessary. So, you know, admittedly, it was an ambitious task. We set about to reorient the entire student body of the university, but it was quite successful.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, I wish you luck, and I hope that more young lesbians will join your cause in wearing the uniform. And
the world-famous tan and green, yes.
Yeah, the tan and green uniform.
Well, do unto lesbians as you would have lesbians do unto you.
I absolutely agree with that. So have a good morning, and thank you for joining us.
Thank you.